Oh, what a tangled web we weave. You guys want to hear the good news or the bad news? Bad news? Okay, here we go.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. That's me, your host, Superman Dan. Of course it is. Why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice that I have going on here, right? So, what's going on? How are you? What's up, Australia? Hope everything's doing well down under. And what else is going on? Things are going well over here. Things are going good. Last week, I had just gotten back from my Austin trip. I got to celebrate my cousin, my favorite, my person. I got to celebrate her wedding, and you know, a week or so later here, I get, you know, reflect more so on what was going on. I think last week I was more upset. Not with the person she was marrying. I think the person she's marrying is great. I got to meet him in Texas, and he's a real cool dude, right? He's real chill, and he was fun. He was fun to talk with, and he's funny. So I know she's in good hands. I think more so my angst came from feeling like I was, losing my partner in crime. But after meeting him, I feel like it's going to be a third person to the partner in crime. I feel like he's just going to add to our, our troublesome, our laughter, our good times that our family's going to have in the future. So, I think, after a week of reflection, I'm glad that he's going to be part of the family. And I can't wait to, have continued stories to be able to have with him in it. And I know that they're moving to Korea, which is, I would love to go to Korea, South Korea, that is. I would love to go. And Asia, I still have not been to the continent of Asia. I still have 3 continents to go. I want to go to all 7 continents. I still need to go to Antarctica, Asia, and Africa. I almost got to go to Africa, but I don't know if you guys heard, there was a pandemic and I wasn't able to travel. So there's that. So I still have the 3 continents that I need to go to, and maybe I will just swindle my way in, going to Korea, because they're going to be there. And which is great, because I don't have to pay for a room to stay, which I think that's probably one of the most expensive things. If I go for like a week or so, like 10 days or whatever it is, I feel like the room and board is probably going to be one of the most expensive parts. But if I already have somebody living there, for 2 years they're gonna be there. Yeah, I think this is the time to go. This is like a perfect opportunity. So I will be hitting up my my cousin and new cousin pretty soon here, so that I can go there and see Asia for the first time. I can give them 6-7 months to work their way in and make sure they're like comfortable with the city themselves and the country themselves, so that way when I get there they can show me around. Or do I give them a year? I don't know how. Let me know, how long do I give somebody in a new place before I can like impose, even though they invited me, how long do I give them before I can impose, be like, hey, this is an actuality, I'm flying out. I think after 7 months, after 7 months, you're good. Because they're only going to be there 2 months so far. So anytime in between, I think right around a year, right? Year mark. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Oh, man, it feels good to be back. It feels good to be relaxed. It feels good to just, you know, be in my own element. Weddings are on and popping. I think I have a wedding every weekend until December 16th, which is good, yes. But they're like they're not new weddings. They're like either some of them are new, but some of them are also during the COVID time, like the postponed ones. So I'm glad that we're able to get these weddings in. So it's not new money coming in. It's still old money. But the good news is we're able to have them, which means they won't be postponed anymore, hopefully. And I think looking at my schedule, 2022 should be getting back to normal business-wise and monetary-wise for myself. So that's good. And I hope everyone else is out there doing well, too. What do I want to talk about with you today? Well, besides the fact that I am home back in Michigan from my wedding in Austin, my cousin's wedding, I had time to reflect and I'm very happy for her, even though last week I was not, I don't know, maybe I wasn't as happy as I should have been. This week, after some reflection, I'm happy. I'm happy for her. It just means now I gotta go find my lobster. So lobster, I'm looking for you. And speaking of lobsters, speaking of relationships, I like to call them, like Dane Cook says, relationships, right? So I'm lucky enough to have my my good friend, Sammy. Sammy and I are going to talk to you about one of my relationships here. And yeah, here you go. I've been waiting to tell you the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Been waiting.
Yay.
I've been waiting on my podcast.
Storytelling.
To tell you this.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for, I feel like, a lifetime to tell you the story. Three different cancellations to tell you the story.
I mean, I came the last time you asked, a couple weeks ago.
True. Correct.
So, could have told me then, but it's fine.
Right. My, I started dating this girl. Mm-hmm.
Like official?
I mean, we were officially on dates.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I've been even not even talking about it out loud because I've been waiting because I don't want people to hear it on, you know, I want the people to hear it for the first time on this podcast.
And you were waiting for me.
Yeah.
I'm so special.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too.
Oh. So
tell me more.
Right. That was it. So thank you guys for listening.
No. I need more.
So met this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So this was pre-COVID. Like I feel like it was after the first lockdown.
Okay.
And
hard to keep track.
Yeah. And then, and side note, I feel like everyone was like, oh, 2020 was so long. I feel like 2020 was like a blink of an eye.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, there wasn't anything to do where we're all home. Mm-hmm. But for some reason,
it's a year that didn't exist.
Right, I feel like it was like, yeah. Like that.
It's a year that didn't exist for me because it went by so quickly. It wasn't anything to write home about because you were already home. Right. So
I met this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then she disappeared for a year.
Okay.
And I'd say a year. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a year.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything in the beginning. It was just like we met on Facebook dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently she swiped left on this. You know, I don't. Or right, however the good one is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Right. You've been out of the game for so long.
Sorry.
Yeah. You had to swipe left in person when you got together. You're like, nope, no, thank you. Excuse me, sir.
No, thank you. Get out of my way.
So we went on she left me for a year, basically, because mm-hmm. she's like, hi, how you doing, blah, blah, that normal being stuff. And then she was gone for a year.
Okay.
So I was like, all right. So, I mean, it did.
We'll say she was traveling abroad.
Sure. Traveling abroad during COVID times. Correct. Yeah. Then a year later, all of a sudden I get a message from her mm-hmm. saying, hey, how are you? You know, more or less. I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, blah, blah. Apparently she got on that app again. Well, not you can really leave it because it's part of your Facebook.
Okay.
But she re-went into the Facebook dating app.
Okay.
Because a friend of hers was having a hard time with relationships and blah, blah. She's like, there's no guys out there and blah, blah. So she went on to kind of be like,
look
like
at solidarity. What's out here.
No, solidarity. Like, oh. I'm going to do this with you.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
We'll find something together. And I'll show you, you know. Anyway, she ended up that night. We started talking. And then we start hitting it off and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so I gave her my number. I'm like, well, here's my number if it's easier. Because I've heard a lot of times, like, just pull the trigger and just get it over with and, you know, blah, blah. I mean, were we going to just talk through the app the whole time?
Right.
So I'm like, we're talking either on the app or we're talking on the text.
It's still, like, through our phones.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, here's my number, you know, if you want to, you know, text me or whatever. And she said something about that's one of her rules. She doesn't, like, text.
Okay.
You know, she doesn't give her number out or blah, blah. I'm like, which is fine. I'm like,
yeah.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
You have it, you know.
Yeah.
And besides, she had just been gone a year, so
right.
I wasn't going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about. She ended up texting me, and she goes, I'm breaking one of my cardinal rules here. You know, this is so-and-so from, you know, Facebook dating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So we started talking. We started chatting back and forth, and we getting to know more and more about each other. And then we went out on our first date.
Where'd you go?
Where did we go? It's been so long since I wanted to tell you this story. Where did we go? Oh, we went to Ferndale.
Okay.
Went to Ferndale. Yeah, we're just walking in Ferndale. No, we went to a restaurant in Ferndale. Pops.
Pops.
Pops for Italian.
I went there with you.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Us in a group.
The night didn't end the same way.
No. Well, I hope not. You would have to take a lot of people home.
Actually, it did end the same way. With nothing happening. Besides, on the first date, you don't do anything, right?
No, of course right. not. Maybe a little kiss, but... Yeah,
there was no little kissy kiss.
Okay.
It might have been a high five or a handshake, I don't know. So, yeah, we went to Passport for Italian. It was during the mask time where you had to wear mm-hmm. masks and stuff like that. I mean, I think we're still in some form of it right now.
Didn't it just end? Didn't she, like, all
July,
mandate...
Right, July 1st.
But then I heard that she just... I think it was like yesterday, today, that she just lifted everything.
Yeah, because she's worried.
I don't know. I stopped. I stopped keeping track.
My cousin just texted me.
Oh.
What did she say? This is everything. I don't know. It's a long one. So we went to Pastor Italian. We had mm-hmm. dinner. It was a good dinner. She wore my favorite color, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told her my favorite color.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I love blue. And so, yeah, it was a good night. Then we started playing March Madness.
Okay.
Man, so it was. Okay, yeah, so the second, after the second lockdown. So March Madness, and we had a bet. So whomever won got to plan the dates.
Okay.
Or plan a date for the other person, for the two of us, you know.
Yeah.
So she ended up winning in March Madness.
Okay.
Okay. Which is fine because it's just a bunch of guessing games.
Not to take away from your win or anything.
Oh, I didn't win.
No, hers.
Right.
I'm talking to her.
Right. Okay. And let me just have some eggplant real quick.
Nom, 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 nom.
With the skin. Cool.
Not so bad, right?
That's right. Man, I'm popular. Is that you?
No, that one was me.
Okay, because it went to the microphone. I thought it was, I'm like, it's in my, I can hear it.
Was me.
Was that your Snapchat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same noise the mag makes.
Yep.
Who was it?
Oh.
Is it Joy?
It is... What do I... Teresa.
What does Teresa want?
It's... I'm going to go with it's a video of her cat. Let's see. Ha! Cat.
Teresa, stop showing us your cat.
She's always showing out her kitty. Meow. I knew it.
On my Snapchat to Teresa and my other one. Okay, cool.
I love that I was right.
So yeah, well, everything went great the first time. So second time, she had to do like the March Madness thing.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing. And so she planned the date. It was a really good date. We mm-hmm. had talked about how she wanted to learn chess.
Okay.
Because to me, life is like chess.
Okay.
I'll explain why. Because in chess, the game, it's a very strategic game where you have to know your opponent's next three moves.
Okay.
So for instance, you can't just move one of your pieces somewhere because you got to think about, okay, well,
what's going to happen after that?
That person, you're going to try and move over here, and then I have to move over here, and so on and so forth. It's very strategic. Yeah. Okay. So same thing in life, to where people should not be like, run at the mouth to people mm-hmm. because, well, I got to worry about maybe losing my job. You like, mm-hmm. you can't just go, if you're pissed at your manager, you can't just go yell at your manager mm-hmm. because then you got to worry about, okay, well, maybe I should think about that because now they could fire me. And if they fire me, well, then I got to go to another job. Where am I getting another job at? Well, I can't. So you've got to think about
ripple effects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to learn about it. And that was in our conversation. And I told her how phenomenal I am at basketball. Playing, I guess, not guessing the right winners. But
no, I was going to say debatable, because right. apparently you didn't know.
So the beginning of the date, it was like a three-part date.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the date, we went and played one-on-one basketball.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's a really good shooter.
Okay.
And her recollection of the story is
probably the most accurate, but what?
She was up in points.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't respect her shooting. I eventually did. Uh-huh. But she was up in points, and she says, oh, man, am I going to have to let this guy win so it doesn't hurt his ego? And really, in all fairness, she would never have won. That's nothing to do with anything. I would never have let her win.
For your ego.
Oh yeah, for my ego. I would never let her win. Because when we first started playing,
uh-huh.
My first move, I kind of like, my shoulder got her face.
Oh, so did you like check this girl?
Because she had like sunglasses on because it was sunny out. So yeah. My first move, my shoulder hit her in the face. I'm like, oh man, are you all right? She goes, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, so I kind of like backed off.
Yeah.
At that point.
I don't blame you. Freaking.
Right. So I can't hurt this girl. And I was playing her like I would play a dude.
Yeah. No. God damn.
So it's like, how do I balance this? My ego versus hurting her versus
not losing.
Right. So end up winning, so it's all good, because then I started seeing her pattern of how she moved. I didn't let her shoot anymore because she was a really good shooter. So I stopped letting her shoot, and I started guarding her, and she had the same move all the time, so I was able to steal it.
Nowhere it was.
No right. One, so her recollection is like, I could have, you know, I didn't want to beat you. Blah, blah. Uh-huh. Okay, well, it wasn't going to happen.
Not competitive at all.
When it comes to basketball, and I'm extremely, well, I'm competitive anyway, but So, the second part of the date, we went to like a park.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, I'm sweating now because I don't fuck around when it comes to basketball, right? So I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I should have brought a towel. We get to this park and the park is a really cool park because it has the disc golf thing in it, and it had like families over here, people having fun over here, barbecuing over there. And as we're walking, I see like it's like an old school like stone table,
mm-hmm.
and on the table I see a checkerboard on it, or a chessboard.
Yeah,
and I go, oh, okay, I see. So you want to play chess? And she goes, I didn't even know that was here. Well, we could sit here if you want, right. But I didn't even know it was here. I go, oh, okay. This looked like, you know, how convenient.
Right.
And then she's like looking around, like she's like trying to scope out the place. She goes, well, and she pulls out of her purse a new chess that board that she bought.
Oh my gosh.
So she bought the pieces.
Yeah.
So she goes, well, since we're here, I go, okay. She also brought Jameson with her.
She's just speaking right to your heart.
Right.
She's like, here's all your favorite things. Buy them.
Right. I mean, I don't know if chess is my favorite thing, but I mean,
well,
like,
it was something you're interested in.
Uh-huh. So we started playing chess, and we had some Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was a good night. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. That's when the first kisses happened. Mm-hmm. She was trying to give the signal out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretending like,
I don't see it.
What? Right. Mm-hmm. I was playing that thing. Mm-hmm. Because she was like doing the girl look thing where she's like looking in the eye like the pouting kind of thing. And like,
okay.
Because we opened up the back of her Jeep.
Uh-huh.
So we could sit down in it. You know, it was dark out. The stars are out. So we're sitting in the back of the Jeep and, you know, we're having some Jameson.
Yeah.
And so she'd be like, doing like the touching the leg thing and, mm-hmm. you know, the hand thing. And I'm, you know, also as a dude, you don't want to, you know, misread.
Right.
Anything, you know, mm-hmm. even though I read this clear.
You knew exactly what she was saying.
It's about Tego and down. So, yeah. So there were some kisses going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you. Did that make you jealous?
No, I just, that happened. Like, that's great, but I want to hear, what's it doing now? Like, where's she at? Like, what's going on? We're going to meet her? Like, what?
Come on up. I'm just kidding.
She's the whole time. We just have her hiding there? She's in that closet, isn't she?
I like how your face was a surprise. You're like, what?
I really believed you. There's a door right there. It added up. Okay.
Oh. No, she's not here.
Okay. That's good.
That's good. So the third date. Third one, we went back to Ferndale. Mm-hmm. We went to a place called Painting with a Twist.
Oh, yeah. I've never been.
Something with a twist?
Painting with a Twist.
Okay. So we went there. We made a
picture
design, yeah, that the teacher was there showing. And there was other people there, some couples, some like girl groups or whatever. It wasn't any guy groups, it was girl groups. And then she had the instructor had us play a game to where you had to find this like little rubber chicken thing, and if you find the rubber chicken, you get to pick a painting off the wall.
Okay.
I ended up finding one.
Nice.
So
all right,
instead of me picking, I go, you know, I turned to her. I go, you know, which one of these do you like? Want? And before all this happened, I forgot what song it is, but there's a song that the next line is like, well, that's a whole other thing. That doesn't make a difference. So she had said Teodori once, you know, mm-hmm. or Mia, like Teodori, which means I adore you, or Amor. So she said something with Amor or a Teodori, which means either I love her. You know, I'm like, oh, you're talking in other languages, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, what do you mean? I'm like, okay. I told her what it means. I'm sure you know what it meant.
Right.
At any rate, back to the painting with a twist, I'm like, which one of these do you mm-hmm. want? And she said, she's been eyeing this one particular one. So she's like, I want this one. And I go, all right, let's get that one. She goes, you're going to make me say it in another language, aren't you? So she's going back to that whole thing.
Yeah.
After that, we went down to One-Eyed Betty's.
Okay, yep.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's right next door. We went there. We had a couple drinks. And also that day, oh yeah, before we went to the Penguin Twist, we went to a restaurant there. We had some snacks, and it's either before or after, but either way, we went there the same day in Ferndale. We went to like three or four different places that mm-hmm. day.
There's lots to do in there,
yeah,
that area.
It's a nice area. Mm-hmm. It's fun. So we did that, and more, you know, kisses going on. Fourth date.
Okay.
We went to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, fun. You know, that was Pat and I's first date.
Oh, was it?
With Dave and Buster's, yep.
Okay, who won?
We didn't keep track, Dan.
That means he won. Okay.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, probably. Let's be honest. Yeah.
So, if I live over here, it's at the time 16 mm-hmm. in the water.
Okay.
And we went to the one out in, not the one in Shelby, but the one out in Waterford.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because it was all across the 696.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's me. Here's the Dave and Buster's. I'm doing air maps here so she can see, which takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get there.
Okay.
And then the other Dave and Buster's is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 minutes from me.
Right.
She lives about 15 minutes
from
to the west of.
Okay.
But closer to the other one. She's basically in the middle between the two of them.
Yeah.
Maybe the other one's like 5 minutes closer.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted me to, I'm like, well, why don't we go to this one, the closer one to me? And she goes, really? You're not going to come on my side of town? Well, I have no problem going to your side of town.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make logical sense, you know?
Right.
Because if it's going to take you about 20 minutes to get to either one of them,
mm-hmm.
why am I driving an hour that way
mm-hmm.
when we can
meet on right? that meeting point?
Right. Okay. So sometimes with women.
Offended already.
You got to take the logic out of it. And it has mm-hmm. to do with the heart. So it has nothing to do with logic at this point. I could be logic to the blue in the face. But
mm-hmm.
the point is you're doing something that you don't necessarily want to do, and you're doing something that they want to do, so it's going, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So logic, I take logic out of it. It doesn't make any any sense. So we played games, had a good time, and I drove an hour there, an hour home.
It's going to hold you that against you for forever.
Right. But then, after that was great. I put more kisses and stuff, of
mm-hmm,
course.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get a text. Then the text messages start becoming distant and not flavorful. They're kind of yeah. like bland.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like, kind of like a what's the word I'm looking for? Strangerish.
Okay.
You know, so the text messages started becoming strangerish.
Mm-hmm.
So it became very distant and very strangerish. And so we haven't talked or seen each other since.
Okay.
And I'm not, usually I would be like bummed out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the long run, it's probably better.
Yeah.
Because I think we were too far apart social politics wise.
Yeah. That eventually it would have become a problem anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I thought this had a happy ending.
No.
Well.
It does not.
Well.
I mean,
no, it's not a bad ending, but.
Right. It's fine.
They're going to be like, yeah, and I'm dating this girl. It's been great.
And come on out.
And come on out.
No. So that's how it ended.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
And her birthday is 2 days before mine.
Oh. Okay.
And we haven't talked in a while. And I messaged her on her birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. You know, and she responded back, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
She knows when my birthday is.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nada.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Right. Yes, we weren't together, but.
Right. You know. Just a little happy birthday.
Right.
She could have even given you just a HBD.
Right.
Could have abbreviated the whole thing.
HBJ.
HBD.
Oh,
happy birthday.
So that's the story with her.
Oh, man.
Mm. Yeah. Before, when we were first going to talk about this, like a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
it was a good, it would have been like a happy time.
Right. Oh, that was when it was all.
That's when it was like all, you know.
Fresh fruit.
Yeah. Fresh. Yep. Sunshine and yeah. butterflies and whatever.
Oh, man. Happens.
Yeah.
It just makes room for the next one.
I don't know if I have that much room. Maybe it was, or maybe it was a good like opening to it. But otherwise, it's a lot of work. You know.
Yep, and it doesn't ever stop.
God.
It's always work.
So what's the good part of it? Besides the kids, I mean, like, just having somebody there?
Yeah, constant companionship, I guess.
Not growing old alone?
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly.
Well, there goes that.
Whoops. There's still someone out there.
Yeah, but I'm not searching.
Right. That's when they'll pew, here they are. Never know. Maybe not. But I feel like you're happy either way, so that's all that really matters.
I feel like I put a good front on. I mean, I'm happy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah. But I think I put a good front on.
Yeah.
So I'm not sad. So
you
don't
need to cry.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I know you're looking at me like I'm about to.
No, I know. Down. I know. No.
Here's the thing.
Hold my hands. Just grab the Jameson bottle. It's gonna be fine.
That's a good point. Good call. I'm gonna have one more because
I'll have one with you.
Are you sure?
I am sure. I only had one.
That's true. Tell. Ooh.
Who?
Your body that, I was going to say.
Oh. No, tell who? I don't know. What are we doing?
So I'm single.
Anyone's looking. He will beat you in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not into that, watch the next girl, though. Like, this, she's like a professional like basketball player and kicks your ass. That would be something.
Men...
Their bodies are built differently, right. And I understand that. That's why women's professional sports aren't as popular. I understand. It's more competitive, blah, 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 blah. So I get it. But doesn't mean that some girl can't beat you in basketball.
That's true.
But.
That is true. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
The next one's going to be that girl.
I'm not going to go out with her.
I'm like, you know what? Basketball it's not gonna work.
I'm just cheersy with this JMO.
I know. I have like such like I gotta go with my
what's wrong with the
left
arm?
Hand. It just feels like it's gonna do that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well. And there we are. That was my interview. Well, not my interview, but my my podcast again with Sammy. Shout out to Sammy. Thank you again for coming through. Thank you for letting me in on some insight of how you view my dating. not everything has a happy ending, I guess, right? I mean, eventually it'll have a happy ending, but that story itself didn't have a happy ending. It was just like just a story to tell. I'm pretty sure we'll get Sammy on here again to go through some more stories with me and some more interviews, if you want to call it. But yeah, shout out to Sammy. Thank you so much for coming by. Thank you for coming by to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. And I will see you guys next week. What up, Australia?